For this Friday, April 26th, with your Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Rebin reporting. We start with some news just outside of Posey County as up to 340 new jobs are coming to the Princeton Toyota plant. Officials have just announced plans to assemble an all-new three-row battery electric vehicle as part of a new $1.4 billion investment in its Princeton facility. It will be a three-row SUV-style vehicle. The announcement was made on a call yesterday morning. Toyota Indiana will add the infrastructure to build the battery electric vehicle, as well as add a new battery pack assembly line using lithium iron batteries supplied by Toyota Battery Manufacturing, North Carolina, a $13.9 billion facility slated to begin production in 2025. Officials say that line will be in a new building and construction will start in the fall. The new battery electric vehicle will be out in late 2026. Hiring for the new job starts in early 2026. Officials with the City of Evansville say they will be hosting a job fair next month in an attempt to connect people with available positions in their departments. That fair will take place in the courtyard behind the Civic Center from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. on Thursday, May 9th. Officials say if it rains, the event will be moved inside the C.K. Newsom Community Center. According to a release, those who attend the job fair will have the chance to speak directly to the hiring departments at on-site kiosks where you can apply for positions. The Posey County Council on Aging would like to remind Posey County residents that transportation services are available Monday through Friday for tasks such as banking, pharmacy, and grocery runs, as well as doctor's appointments. If you would like more information or to schedule this service with the Posey County Council on Aging, contact their office at 812-838-4656. Indiana State Police are participating in the National DEA Drug Take-Back Day that will take place tomorrow in Evansville. This is the 26th nationwide prescription take-back initiative. The goal is to prevent prescription drug abuse and theft through the means of proper disposal of the unused drugs. The Indiana State Police invite the public to bring any unused drugs to their post at 19411 Highway 41 North tomorrow between the hours of 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. New Life Rescue and Adoption has teamed up with McKim's IGA for a Rib Fest today. Pickup times will be between 3 and 6 today. If you would like to pre-order, you can do so by contacting New Life Rescue and Adoption at 812-838-3211 or email info@newliferescues.org. Coming up next Saturday will be the Posey County Fair Association's 80s Prom Night. It'll take place at the Community and Events Center at the fairgrounds. The event is for those adults 21 years and older. Doors are open at 7 o'clock on Saturday, May 4th. Tickets are $20 at the door, or you can get discounted tickets ahead of time for $15 each. If you would like to get your early tickets, you can send your money via Venmo to Posey County Fair Association. All proceeds will benefit the Posey County Fair Association. The Posey County Fair is scheduled for July 14th through the 20th. Switching to sports and local high school action last night, North Posey baseball picked up a 3-2 win at South Spencer. North Posey softball earned a 3-2 victory at Modern Day. Vikings softball welcomes South Spencer tonight at 5:30. You can hear the game on 98.9 WPIW and online at PoseyCountyRadio.com. Mount Vernon softball suffered a 19-2 loss at home against Tecumseh, and Mount Vernon baseball cruised past Perry Central on the road 11-2. The Wildcats are back at home tonight taking on Mount Carmel, first pitch at 5:30. College baseball from Thursday, USI Baseball earned a split at Eastern Illinois. The Screaming Eagles lost the first game 4-2 and then bounced back to win the second game 8-1. USI is now 18-25 overall and 7-10 the OVC. The two teams will finish up their series back at USI tomorrow at 3 o'clock. Evansville Baseball begins a three-game Missouri Valley Conference series at home against Missouri State this evening at 6 o'clock. The Purple Aces had their eight-game winning streak snapped on Wednesday at Purdue. UE is 22-18 in the season and 10-5 in the Missouri Valley Conference, which has them in second place. The Aces are two games back of first place Indiana State. From Major League Baseball on Thursday, the St. Louis Cardinals enjoy the day off. The Redbirds, who are coming off a series win at home of Arizona, have a record of 11-14. They begin a three-game weekend series in New York against the Mets tonight at 6:10. The Chicago Cubs finished off a three-game sweep of the Houston Astros with a 3-1 victory in Chicago on Thursday. The Cubs are now 16-9 and start a three-game series in Boston this evening against the Red Sox at 6:10. And the Cincinnati Reds got blanked in their series finale at home against the Philadelphia Phillies 5-0. The two teams split their four-game series. The Reds are now 14-11 and will head to Texas for a weekend series with the Rangers that begins tonight at 7:05. Finishing up from the NBA playoffs, the Indiana Pacers play game three of their best-of-seven first-round series this evening at home against the Milwaukee Bucks. The ball goes up at 4:30. The series is tied one game apiece. That wraps up your news and sports for this Friday, April 26th. We are keeping you informed on all things Posey County on the radio, and you can read and listen to the news anytime online at PoseyCountyRadio.com. posycountyradio.com. As always, if you have news tips, you can pass them to us by email at news@posycountyradio.com. Reporting for Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Redman. Enjoy your Friday and have a great weekend. Your weather forecast is next.